The Free Speech Defense. Today is August 2nd, the day after the January 6th indictment against Donald Trump was revealed. And in paying attention to some of the right-wing news outlets to see how they are handling this, I noticed that their argument, the main argument that I hear from Rudy Giuliani, Trump's attorneys, Mark Levin, Mike Gallagher. I did my rounds to see what their arguments and defenses are of this incredibly detailed and implicating indictment. And it's really, I was trying to figure out, they're making a free speech argument. What they are saying is that this was in Donald Trump's right under the First Amendment of free political speech. And I'm trying to figure to myself, how does this apply to this indictment? And it just hit me this morning where they're getting this from. All of these people were expecting Jack Smith to indict him for inciting the riot on January 6th. You remember the speech at the Ellipse before Trump sent the crowd down. And I think all of these right-wing outlets kind of had that as their defense. And surprisingly to many people, that's not the approach that Mr. Smith took in this. Trump is charged with 4 counts of various kinds of conspiracy. Number 1, conspiracy to defraud the United States. This charge centers around the fact that Donald Trump fully well knew that he had lost the election. There are witnesses that have testified and will testify that he stated that he knew he lost the election. The indictment is very detailed. In all of the, God, approaching 100 people, I would have to say, around him, his own cabinet members, his own legal teams, state representatives, state's officials, courts, all were telling him that the election was not stolen. So the first count has to do with him, conspiracy to defraud the United States, and that he was knowingly lying to the American people. Conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, that is the second one. That could have to do with what happened on January 6th. It could have a lot to, more than likely that's what that is, because it has to do with a proceeding. The third one is obstruction of and attempting to obstruct an official proceeding. That's another charge. It might have to do with what went on in Georgia. And then the fourth one is conspiracy against rights. What that has to do with is with Trump attempting to put in an alternate slate of electors, he's denying the rights of everybody else to cast their vote and have a fair and equal election. So I think that's where this free speech, because it just doesn't fit here, because this is not an issue of free speech. I mean, it's very interesting. Let's just real quick, I want to read paragraph 3 of the indictment. Let me grab my glasses here real quick. Because Mr. Smith actually addresses this right in this indictment here. It says that the defendant had a right, like every American, to speak publicly about the election and even to claim falsely that there had been outcome determinative fraud during the election and that he had won. Okay, so there's no one disputing. Jack Smith is even conceding here that he has the right to freely falsely claimed that the election was stolen. He was also entitled to formally challenge the results of the election through lawful and appropriate means, such as by seeking recounts or audits of the popular vote in states or filing lawsuits challenging ballots and procedures. Indeed, in many cases, the defendant did pursue, there's like 61 court cases, these methods of contesting the election results. His efforts to change the outcome in any state through recounts, audits, or legal challenges were uniformly unsuccessful. So there's no crime with any of that. He's well within his rights to do all of that stuff. But what he didn't do is pull over. He then conspired with other people to falsely claim the election was stolen. They're pressuring Mike Pence is just really incredible. And I was really shocked and scratching my head as to the nature of this free speech defense. And the only thing I could figure is that they had this argument lying in wait for the indictment, thinking that this was going to be actually about what happened on January 6th concerning the riot and the crowd. And a lot of that is in the indictment, but that's not where he went with this. I want to, this is a, it's an amazing little, a little part from one of his top campaign manager. And this is an email. Hold on one second. Let me find it here. This is an email from his, one of his campaign managers, expressing kind of like, being kind of frustrated that there isn't any of these investigations into election fraud that are coming up valid. So he's, you know, worried about it. So that's the thing here. The other thing, the argument that they seem to be trying to make is that he was simply taking advice of counsel. This also is not going to fly in the courtroom because he's selecting which counsel. He's denying the legitimacy of all the counseling around him. He has Eric Hirschman. He has Pat Cipollone. He has all of these legitimate people who are there to advise him. They've been appointed by him. They're not strangers or anything like that. So he selects, though, to listen to John Eastman, kind of a, and Rudy Giuliani. So it's not that he's just taking everybody's lawyer's advice. He's denying like a whole entire mountain of lawyer advice that the election was not stolen, and cherry picking, kind of doctor shopping around for two. And he finds, well, and Sidney Powell. So those three attorneys say that the election was stolen. Okay. So this is a this is December 8th, and this is what Trump's chief campaign advisor. So this is the senior campaign advisor. And here's what he wrote in an email. And again, this is after he had told Trump, this campaign advisor had told Trump multiple times already that the election was not stolen. Okay. Quote, when our research and campaign legal team can't back up any of the claims made by our elite strike force legal team, that would be Giuliani, Sidney Powell, and John Eastman, right? They never were able to produce any evidence. So this is someone inside the Trump campaign. Well, not just someone. This is his senior campaign advisor in an email, right? You can see, I'll go back to it. You can see why we're 0-32 on our cases. So at this time in December, I think it was 61 or 62 cases that had gone through. About half of them have gone through, and all of them were thrown out for being frivolous. So let's continue with this email. I'll obviously hustle to help on all fronts, but it's tough to own any of this when it's all just conspiracy shit beamed down from the mothership. So, I mean, there are people still today that like to believe, oh, that the earth is flat and 4,000 years old and created in 6 days, and that the 2020 election was stolen. And each of those are about equally valid. The earth is not 4,000 years ago. It was not created in 6 days, and Trump did not lose the 2020 election. And he knew this. And this is not a free speech argument at all. Nor, again, all of this stuff plays well in the public arena, right, to the Trump supporters that look for any bone to get a hold of. But this is not going to fly in the courtroom. These are political arguments and pundit spinning and sophistry and all that kind of stuff. I was wondering why they were bringing that one, because it just didn't make any sense to me. And it hit me. They were expecting this indictment to be all about what happened on January 6th with the riot and the attack on the Capitol. Like I said, a lot of it. Hey, and let me say, please, there's a free download, and please read this. Please read this indictment. It's part of being a good citizen to participate in our political arena, to be well informed. It just seems like a lot, and mostly on the right, almost a pride and a claim, a badge of virtue to not take in information, and that's always kind of perplexed me as to how that's a good thing. You really disqualify yourself from having adult conversations with people if you don't, you know, it's kind of like giving a book review on a book you never read. You know, and keep in mind that, especially on the right, they're lying. Mark Levin, all these people are lying, and they're running for cover. So read the indictment. It's not a matter of free speech. Don't be falling for that. And now they're saying that they're going to come after you next for your free speech. This is pure sophistry, and this is political propaganda. This is not a matter of free speech. You know, it's kind of like Al Gore when the court decisions came back over Florida. I think it was the 2020 election. He pulled over. He didn't keep on trying to say, right? And then Trump didn't do that. He didn't pull over. Most people around him pulled over after all the court cases and everything and all the investigations. Most people pulled over. And you know what? Trump brought this all upon himself. If Donald Trump would have done what was right and accepted the election results for what they were, do you know where we'd be today? We would be in a position where we would be looking at Donald Trump in position for a landslide election and taking both houses. More than likely, that's where we would be. Instead, we have an incredible explosion of chaos and insanity. It's just really amazing. So this is not about free speech. And please read the indictment because it is really, really damning. And I don't want you to be surprised when he's convicted. And I'm here to tell you, man, he's going to get some time. Whether that time will be in an actual jail or house arrest, I don't know what that'll be. One of the things I noticed this morning, Mike Gallagher was screaming foul on the judge that was appointed here because this judge has really slammed all of these rioters with extreme, or not extreme, but very harsh sentencing. Oftentimes, more punishment than even the prosecution was calling for. So this is a hangman judge, and they don't like that. You know, it's all a roll of the dice. We don't like the judge down in Florida, right? That's a very pro-Trump judge appointed by Trump, who has made some really crazy, wild decisions for Trump that were overturned by higher courts. And it's just a roll of the dice. Sometimes you get a good judge, sometimes you don't. But don't think that this isn't serious, and don't think he's going to step out of this because that's not going to happen. There's a conviction waiting for him here. You know, it's not guaranteed. Nothing's guaranteed, but this is a really strong case. The jury pool is not going to be friendly like it is down in Florida for him. The judge is not going to be friendly for him. The amount of witnesses that are coming to testify against him. You know who the star witness is? One of the star witnesses of this entire thing? Mike Pence. Mike Pence. So here's something I would like you guys to do. Don't start monkey throwing contests with people on social media. I found a very powerful question to ask people. And what I do is I paint the scene and I say, yeah, you know, Donald Trump and Vice President Pence were speaking on the phone and Donald Trump was asking Mike Pence once again to throw out the election. And Mike Pence once again was telling the president that he doesn't have the authority to do that, right? And here's an interesting quote that Vice President responds, quote, "You're too honest." So here's an interesting question. Was Trump asking Pence to do something dishonest?